Start your day at the Torah Way, Northwest London, Friday, 18th of Tammuz, 7th of July. Rabbi Meir Shlomo Knopfler Shliter, Tamidim Umusofin. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored lichud Simchas Hanasun of Yitzchak Rokach and Mati Stroh, which took place on Monday. He rotzen shimnu b'ayis neman b'Yisrael l'shem b'lisilo.
Rishus kol hakol hakol rishon zeh is asher yeshnoi poi ve is asher einenu poi. Sefaham achidush nifla brought down in this form of the Bnei Yisachar in several places. He brings a chidush from the Ramam Yipamun. The Ramam Yipamun says as follows. This week's parasha we have the mitzvah of Korban Musaf, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yomim Toivim, Lai de Nahu in Golos. 3 weeks. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash and we can't be Mekayim the mitzvahs of the Musafim of the whole year. Had the Ramami Panoi gesagt that when Mashiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll have a chiv to be makriv all the Musafim that we missed, all the years of Golos, all the Shabbosos, all the Rosh Chodashim, all the Yomim Tovim that we missed, we'll have to be makriv then all those karbonos when Mashiach comes. I saw some of the tzeichens too, and to some medrash, as a medrash in Shemois, on the pasuk, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, we don't know how much animals we have to take with when we go out of Mitzrayim. V'anachnu lo neida ma'avod es Hashem. We don't know with what we're going to serve Hashem. And it says in the medrash, Shema yoyin ma'alonu elukim. Maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom will tell us when we get to the midvah. Hikrivu korban shal masayim ve'esashon. Maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom will tell us to be marked with the korbanos of all the 210 years that we were in Mitzrayim. We don't find that when Eden went out in time, but then there wasn't yet. It was before Matan Torah. Now it's after Matan Torah. It was like the Ramami Panu bring Golos, but we have a Chiv to bring the Korban Musaf. And when Mashiach comes, we'll bring all the Musafim. It's a gewaldig chiddush. And the Bnei Yisachar says a Mori de Kizach. Touches the Lashon HaTfilah. In every Musaf, in the Musaf of Shabbos, let's say, we say, Ves Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh Naaseh V'Nakriv Levnach. The Musaf of this Shabbos, Naaseh V'Nakriv Levnach. Das muss auf jeden Neu schach heute ist. Hase. Nase von Akriv Levon Achach. Hagamatzo ist Hase. Ulde muss auf sein Hase. And the Rishonim already asked that this Lashon of Hase is not Medukte. We're standing now on Shabbos. This Shabbos is Musaf we're going to bring now. We're in Golos. We're hoping that the future Shabbos is we're going to bring the Korban Musaf. What's this Shabbos? Yeah, the Rishonim bring down in the Sefer Paradis from Rashi. Rashi was Moichet with the Gears. Rashi says, you shouldn't say Hazeh. You say, this Musaf Yom HaShabbos, but not Hazeh. Rashi, say about Baradins. So the Bnei Yisachar, that like this Ramami Panu, it's Meduktik, Hafle Vafele, this Musaf Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Naaseh V'Nakrim Levnach. When Mashiach comes, we'll be Zoyche, and we'll bring the Korban Musaf of this Shabbos. This Rosh Chodesh, this Yom Tov. I'd like to talk through a bit, there's Kama V'Kama Ha'oros, on this Chiddush of the Ramami Panu, I'd like to discuss a little bit. The first Ha'ora, the Bnei Yisachar himself talked about, in the Santa Zach. We daven Musaf on all the days that there's a chiv of Korban Musaf, steht in Rishoinim, on the Shalma Parim Musaf Hasein. Star Inyan, on the Shalma Parim Musaf Haseinu, as Medas was Mazak, we say the Korbanos of Musaf, Chazal Zogin, Kol Ha'oisik Beparashas Oilo, Ki Elu Hikriv Oilo, Kol Ha'oisik Beparashas Chatos, Ki Elu Hikriv Chatos. We take say the psukim of the Korban Musaf in each Musaf that we say. The Gemara says in Tanis that Avraham Avinu asked Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam showed Avraham Avinu by the Brisbane Absorim that the Yidin are going to have this chiyuv to bring Korbanos. And Avraham Avinu asked Ribbono Shel Olam, Tinech, Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayo, Bizman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayo, Mati Hei Aleim. And Ribbono Shel Olam answered back, Bizman She Korin Lefona Beparshas HaKorbanos, They'll be Oisik in the parash of the Kamonis, they'll say it in front of me. So the Rebbeinu Shem, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, I'll rechen ki'ilu, they have the HaKrobos HaKabonis with that. And that's why we say Korban Musaf, to have this on the Shalom HaPram Musaf HaSeinu. So the Rebbeinu Shem, when we're going to get trachten, that each Musaf that we say, yeah, of course it's not the same like when there is a Beis HaMikdash, but the Rebbeinu Shem told Avraham Avinu, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the saying of the Musafim is going to be b'makim, the being makir of the Musaf. So it's like the Bnei Yisachar, maybe we're ready yotze with that we say Musaf and we daven Musaf, so we don't have a chiv anymore. So why would we still have to be makir the Korban Musaf when Mashiach comes. So the Bnei Sosach says, you see from here, that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam was maftiach to Avraham Avinu, that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, saying the Musaf is b'makim l'akravas ha-Musaf, that's only temporarily, it's only lefi shah, it's only kol zman, we don't have the Yecholus to actually bring the Musaf. But when we have the Yecholus, when we will Be'ez Hashem B'Korim have the Yecholus to bring the Musaf, not only will we have a chiv to bring from then and onwards, but we'll even have a chiv to bring from backwards also, because the whole ma'alam yikir ukrivim is only kol zman you can't do. But as soon as you can do it, you have to do it for then also. That's what the Bnei Sosach says, you see from this Imam Yipan, it's a chiddush. He says, I have a raya. Gemara Shabbos, the famous Gemara Shabbos, the basic Gemara says that Yishmol ben Elisha was hit as a nail. By mistake on Shabbos, he moved the nail. And he wrote in his pinkus, L'chashibon b'es ha-migdash of Yichatos Shmeina. And he'll bring a Yichatos Shmeina of Mechal Shabbos. And the Bnei Sosach says, that's zikha, that when Yishmol ben Elisha had realized that he had the chi of Chatos, he was zikha. Right away, Oisik v'parashas chatos. Because if Chazal says, Kilo hikrif chatos, he had a chiv of chatos. Yizicha did that, that's why the chiv has to do. Yizicha did that. And Atha became, he wrote in his pinkas, and when Mashiach comes, he's going to bring a chatos shmeina. So the Mesos, we see from that also, this Yisoy, that even if you have a kolo Oisik v'parashas chatos, Kilo hikrif chatos, but that only works, because when you can't bring the car, as soon as you can bring it, you have to bring it. And that's present in the Mami Pani also. I saw some, I don't remember where. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha said that when he went l'chashivon b'san mikdash avi chatos shmeina. What's the lashon of chatos shmeina? Fat chatos. Avi chatos. 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 The text is a chatos which is not shmeina. He already had now. He was oisik b'parashas chatos. It was kiyel ekrif chatos. But it's a chatos shmeina. It's a tefillah. It's not mishka fleish. Hot a gezogar. It's a mashiach. It's come and demos and chibani machatos mit fleish. I'm thinking yesterday that maybe that's a pshat. We say the lashon of Musaf on Shabbos. It says, "Vatesaveinu Hashem alikenu lahakriv ba korban Musaf Shabbos karov." Karov, I was like, "It's daft to say." What's this lashon of karov? Vatesaveinu Hashem lahakriv ba korban Musaf. Obviously, every mitzvah is karov. What's the stress that Rebbeinu Shem told us that we have to bring korban Shabbos Musaf karov? But chitrachos can say that really, with now that we're saying the Musaf, yes, yeah, so we have the union of kol oisik. But parashas ha-korban, it's ki'ilu hikrif korban. Yeah, so we have a psashtikala inyan that the Rebbeinu Shem told Avraham Avinu, ma'alean yalechem ki'ilu hikrivam. It's not the inyan mamish. It's not the shmeina is nishda. It's not mamish the inyan. So we're being mavakish to the Rebbeinu Shem that we want to be zoicha to have the mitzvah of Musaf. We stress the Musaf karov, the ainah karov, and yet. But mevilam the karov, mevilam the shmeina will know. In Sefer Derech Pikudachu, which is also Sefer of the Bnei Sascha, it's a Sefer on Tayag Mitzvahs, yeah, I don't know if it's Bakant, but the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'alacha brings down actually a Chiddush from this Sefer of the Bnei Sascha, Derech Pikudachu. Al Kaponim, Derech Pikudachu, at the beginning, he discusses what should the person do if the person is over Chasu Shalom Naveh, he's Chayav Chatos. So he goes through, he says the first thing the person has to do is he has to be Oisik B'Parashas Chatos. Chazal says, Kilo Hikrev Chatos. But that's the Eshe Zachmas Mavos Medavta. Chazmas Mavos Mechal Shabbos. Take out the Chumash, take out the Gemara, and learn the parasha of Chatos. He goes right and says, Afa became. He has to write in his pinkies that when Mashiach comes, he's going to bring a Chatos Shmeina. Now, I don't know if it's Bakal, but the Mesosra writes, he's Medaki from Rosh Gemara. He says, the Chiv Gomor. He says, the Chiv Gomor. When the person has the Chiv Chatos, Rosh Gomor is Tzorich. He has the Chiv to write it in his pinkies. And he reads always. Even though he already was always sick, b'parashas ha-chatos, and he has a kilu ikrif chatos, Afal Bikain, he's not potter from writing his pinkas, because he's still going to have to bring a chatos when Mashiach comes. So like that, like you see from Reb Yishmael ben Elisha, that even though he was always b'parashas chatos, he still wrote in his pinkas. And he says over there also, like it's mavu in the Ramami Pamli, this chibbutz of the Ramami Pamli, we're going to bring, even though Avad, we have the oisik b'parashas, we're saying the musafin, but still, when Mashiach comes, we're going to bring all the Musaf. Yeah, come on, that's the first Chiddush and Ha'ora that there is on the Ramami Pana. Even though we have the Oisik B'Parashas HaMusafin, Afal became, when Mashiach comes, we're only Yotze with that B'Fisha, and we're going to have to bring the Musaf B'Poy. Another Moridik Ha'ora, and this is the Bnei Sasra brings from the Ramami Panui, is a very interesting shtickle in the Chidah, in the Sefer Mid Bakdemus, which is also a quote from the Ramami Panui. He writes like this, I read out the Lashon. He writes, Elio Zochon Latoiv, Makriv Timidim Bebeis HaMikdash, Af Shehu Shomei. Elio Anovi is Makriv Timidim in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash is Shomim, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and on Beis Tachaz Elio, the hand of the parash, Elio is Pinchas, Pinchas was in this week's parash, to Bris Kunas Oilam. So Elio is a koi. So Elio is Makriv Timidim, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, Shari B'Kdushas Ahu Oim, the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash is still there. So Akdei Azor, Zakdei, Ve'efshe Shenignezu Loi Kupois Mitromas Alishka, Kedei Sheyubo Mishal Tzibo, Akram Tom Daf Lachkuma from the Tzibo. He says, maybe, Chiddush, maybe it was Nignaz, it was hidden for him, Elio knows where it is, some Kupis, and some of the boxes of money from the Trumas Alishka left over from when there was still a Beis HaMikdash. And Elio Anovi takes from this money, I'm not sure where he buys it from, but he takes from this money and he buys it to meet him with which to be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes right and he says, this is the Lashon of the Ramami Pan. He says, Ve'enoi rachoik, sha'ovois ha'oilam oimdem alov lema'amad. There's a chiv, but the Kabbalah has to be ma'amado, he said, Levim b'duchon of Yisrael b'ma'amado. He says, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, shtein ma'amad. Every day, Elio is makriv to meet him. And Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov stehen ma'amid. Sagt er weiter, Ve'heimon, Ve'osof, Ve'yedusun. Yeah, the one probably recognizes these names from Tehillim. Meshoyrerim. Yeah, Heimon, Osof, and Yusun, Bulevim, who were Meshoyrer, who sang Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, it's only Rochak to say that Heimon, Osof, and Yedusun are standing, and they're singing Shira, B'shas, Ha'krovas, Ha'timidim. Yeah, I saw somewhere that that's touched in the Lashon of the Tefillah in Rosh Chodesh and Musaf. Says the Lashon Tefillah, it's interesting, the Lashon, it says, V'shirei David Avdecha, Ha'nishmoim B'yirecha, Amun Mifleim Ezbachecha, Yazom Zechza. The Lashon of Ha'nishmoim is L'chor Ye'enu Meduk. V'shirei David Avdecha, the songs of David, the shiras of David, Ha'nishmoim, which I heard B'yirecha. It's Lashon Hoive, Ha'nishmoim. We're having now the Golos, they're not heard now, they will be heard when Mashiach comes. But we say Ha'nishmoim, Rezeh Lezeh Lezogt. According to this shtick, Ramami Panu, it's meduktik, because he says, Heimon, Osof, and Yedusun, Ataki singing now, every day with the Timidim. We don't hear it, but the Ramami Panu tells us that's what's happening. Yeah, so someone brought down that the Yismach Moshe, had gebeten from the Rebbeinu Shloim, the shtick, Ramami Panu, I will say, every day it happens, and yo, mit Osof, mit Ovesor, I will say, the Akrabas Atomet. Shtick, the Gazok, the Zoche, given us to say. Aber Al Kopanim, also sagt der Mami Panui. Yes, so it was I don't have these two shtickle stimmen. It's very interesting. Yeah, we have one Ramami Panui that the Bnei Sosa brings down in several places. Okay, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Bnei Sosa. Damn, we're going to be marking for all the Kabbalahs that we missed. But then this is another shtickle Ramami Panui that says that now Elio is makriv every day. The carbon talmud. How does he? If Elio is makriv now every day, so then the Chor, we don't have a tzorich anymore to be makriv when there's Bnei Sosa Mikdash. Ich weiß nicht, was zu sagen. Maybe, I'm not sure what the B would be in the Chilek, but the Lashon that the Chida brings from the Ramami Pani about what Elio does bizman hazeh, Elio zachu natoiv makriv temidim beveis hamin. She doesn't talk about the Musaf, she talks about the carbon talmud of kol yoyim v'yoyim. The Bnei Yisascha, when he brings the Ramami Pani about what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, discusses the Musafim of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontem. So maybe, I'm not sure what should be the B, but maybe there's a Chilek. And maybe for some reason the Tmidim that we can do Bizman Azeh also and Elio does Bizman Azeh. But the Musafim for some reason that we can't, and for that we have to wait until Mashiach comes. Chazak Nachman, I don't know what the Chilek should be, but maybe that's a Chilek. I'm just going to be more aware that even though in Bnei Sascha, when he brings the Ramami Pan, he only talks about the Musafim, but in the Derech Pikudacha that I said over before, there he brings down the Ramami Pan. When Mashiach comes, then we're going to be marking the Tmidim and the Musafim. So that Zichah doesn't stim, the Choyre. With what the Chidah Midbakdem is brings down from the Ramami Pan. Akapon, basically, it's a ha'or, a shtag ha'or lechoyer on this Indian of the Ramami Pan.
Obviously, Toyer Schatos is not enough. It's only Ki'ilu. And who are then the Kabon of Elio Hanavi?
So he's suggesting that maybe the Kabon of Elio Hanavi is not the real thing, but the problem is that the Lashon that the Chidah brings from the Ramami Pan, he says, we have the money from the Trumas Halishko, and we have the Ma'amodos, and we have the Shira. It sounds like he's trying to make it very real. It's not all the way.
But they're all done with the neshamas of dead people.
No.
The Levim, Heimon, and Yedusun, and all these people, they're no longer alive. It's neshamas.
Definitely. Kenza. Al Kaponim.
What? You is Begiv.
Yeah, but he said,
yes, but
yeah, but the Mamadis and the Shia are not Ma'akiv. The Mamadis and the Shia are not Ma'akiv in the Karab. Okay, the Trumas Halishka, which is Ma'akiv, so he says that maybe you take a have that. Okay, Davon Wissen. Matavshum Kakan Gudl for Ma'akiv is on the Karab and Tomit.
No.
I'm not going to head it off. He's talking about the Korban Tom. The Korban Tom cannot go ahead and make it on off. Okay, B'chol Oif.
Was it Koyf?
Elio, Pinchas.
Pinchas,
okay. Now the girl's Spanish. Please, Kuna Soilo. Ob Sedon noch am Moridike Ha'ora on this Ramami panel that the Bnei Sosra brings down. It's really, it's a very stark Akasha. Akasha from Rashi in the Handy Gavach Spanish. It's Mekorim B'chazal. It's Rashi in the Handy Gavach Spanish. By the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, it says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. Oilas Shabbos on its Shabbos. And Rashi says, what's b'Shabbatoi coming to say? It's like Rashi, b'Shabbatoi on its Shabbos, v'loi Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbos acheret. You can't bring the oil of the Korban of this Shabbos on a different Shabbos. And Rashi reads Ois, Arichas of Rashi. Rashi says, Harei, shaloi hikriv b'Shabbos. For some reason or other, you weren't makriv a korban musaf on one Shabbos. Shemei ani votuch, you can't hold na hava amina. Yakriv shtayim l'Shabbos haba. Let's bring two the next week. Tamadoma b'Shabbatoi only on its Shabbos. Magid shem ova yomi bottle korbanoi. Once it's past the Shabbos, it's a bottle of korbanoi. And Rashi says the same thing also in this week's parasha. On zois oilas chodesh b'chod shoy only on its rush chodesh. Rashi says shem ova yomi bottle korbanoi b'shuv netashlumi. As always, the Chmur Dikshveh, how can the Ramami Pamri say that all the Shabbosis and Rosh Chodoshim and Yom Tovim that we miss, we're going to be makir when Mashiach comes, b'chore then it's not anymore Oilas Shabbos or Shabbat, it's not anymore Oilas Chodesh b'chodesh. That's a very strong kasha, that's in etlich svarma, because then they're flaking the kasha. So, one of the best I saw discusses it, is the Sefer Tal Torah from Ramei Arik, Masechus Yuma, he brings the Nesas Ramami Pamri, and he says, b'chore, how does it stim? With this union of Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbat, as his ma'akev, as mekemes not on of Yenaton. So interesting. So let's say he writes, the Rebbe Arik writes, so that was an mechalik, that the halacha of Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, that's ma'akev, that should be on that day, is only if b'meizid, or b'pshia, with negligence, they weren't makriv the korban of that day. But if b'oynes, they weren't makriv the korban of that day. Then it's not nema this halacha that you can only bring on that day. And then if it's ba'oinus, you could be mashmit later also. So Rami Arak says it would seem like the Ramam Pan was going with that chilek. And Mameila, it's not, we all can't bring the korban as ba'oinus. And Mameila, it's not ma'akir. Yeah, over chigazin in Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Maisa korbanus. So he has different kasha, but he suggests to say this chilek that Allah of Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi that's ma'akev only on that day is only ba'oynes. Forget, it's only b'meizid. If it was ba'oynes, it's not ne'amad this halacha. But he says on that, he says like Motzasi came b'shum makom mazadan azachem chilek. Sheit Allah Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. The chilek oynes of the meizid. So the nira vada she'en chilek b'mazidanos. It's not chilek. It doesn't say such a chilek. Make such a chilek. And Mashal can't come to the shvei lechoy der mami panu. How can he say that we're going to be makriv when Mashiach comes lechoy? It's always one about the kabbalni lechoy.
We do have it in tefillah that if he's meizid he can't do tashlumin, and if he's ba'oynes he can do tashlumin.
Right, richtig. Okay.
So in tefillah you do
it. Richtig. Yeah, but tefillah state. That's what I'm saying. Tefillah state. It's makor state, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to come back to it in a second. Yeah. There's a sefer called Sefer Hamanik from any from the Rishonim, the Ravon. The Santa Zach Imamish Kimat handles this Ramami Panui. He says like this, it's interesting. It's in his pirush on the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, he says that's Musaf Yom Rosh Chodesh and Nasim Nachim Lufanach. On those words, he says, "Va'alta Tamo, don't wonder, don't have shve. Me'ayin yaspikulonu behemis lahakriv." He says himself, don't wonder, don't have shveh. Where are we going to get so many behemoths to be makriv? All the korbanos are missing from the korban habayis till the kohen comes with the urim and tumim. I don't know if it says urim and tumim. You don't need the kohen gadol.
Millions.
Okay. Zok desh harei hakosuv mevaser steht in Pasuk in Yeshaya, kol zoin keder yikob zulach. Also wenn Mashiach hat kommen, the kol zoin keder, that's kommen to the Yidin. Und man merkt, it's not schwer. It would seem like, from I've read that so far from the Sefer HaMalik, that he never looks like an Imam Yipanik. He doesn't read those, but he just says, it's Musa Yom Shachos Nasa Benakrim from Nasa. But I'll tell him, where are we going to get so many behemoths from? Methoven. Aber sagt weiter, aber Kabonis Nedova, dass er noch, dass er sich sagt, dass man geht im Akrim, wenn Mashiach kommt, dann ist ohne Kabonis Nedova. Aber der Chäuva, der Karbon Chäuva, aber ja, mit Batel Kabonis, mit der Chsiv Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbato. Hat der Sefer HaMalik klar gesagt, it would seem like, he was saying like the Imam, he says that it's only by Nedova. Aber bei Karbon Chäuva, bei Musafim, bei Timidim, er war da nicht, Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbato. So take me quick, this cash that we're asking the Imam, he like says, there's a chilek. Only on a Karbon Nedova we're going to be marked when Mashiach comes. But I'm not a Karbon Chäuva. Yes, after Mami Pan is
when they came back from Babel, Ezra trying to make up.
Oh, I saw someone who talks about it. I'm not sure what the chilek is. It's a good hour. Yeah. After all the Babel, do we find that they were making those 70 years?
He didn't, did he? At no time in history did they ever try to make up the Kobanis.
Yeah, the only other time that's Nagaya is then, after Golas Bavad. I saw someone who discussed it. He says that's a chilek, I don't remember. It's a good hour. I'm not sure what the answer to that question.
They were very poor at that time.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Akapon, my boy, son.
What did he do with the time?
Yeah, but that is not over Yom HaBotel Kabbalah. He had a Chiyuv Chavos. He has to bring a Chavos. He was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyi. He has a Chiyuv to bring a Chavos. As soon as he can bring a Chavos, it's a few years later. As soon as he has a Yechol, he's bringing a Chavos. He has to bring a Chavos. Only the Dovis of Kabonis Tzibur, I guess. I'm not sure what he means when he says in Dovah. Yeah, but quite, yeah. There's Zichon, there's Zichon, yeah. I'll go upon him. So don't know how to save from the B'nai Saskhan. Save also, a more than a save. It's a save called Magi Taluma on Mesechus Brachas. Now, in Brachas Dav Chavov, which is the Gemara that you're talking about, yeah, the Gemara says like this. Bekitzit, the Gemara clears a shayla. We know there's any of Tashlumen of Tfilah, like you were saying before. The person, Shoigigigo, but honest, misses a Tfilah, he can be imagined by the next Tfilah. Now it's a shayla in the Gemara, it's a boy in the Gemara, what's from Minchah to Maariv? The Gemara says, from Maariv to Shachris, from Shachris to Minchah. From Minchah to Maariv is a suffix in the Gemara, we pass in that, yeah. The Gemara says that, yeah, but no, the Gemara claims for different reasons. From Minchah to Maariv, if a person forgot Minchah, could he be mashlamed by Maariv or not? And the Gemara explains that maybe from Minchah to Maariv you don't have to shlumim because of Ayoy, my bottle carbon, yeah, Maariv is already the next day. The tefillahs are connected to Midim. Of Ayoy, my bottle carbon, so clear the Gemara. But the Gemara says, maybe no. And the Gemara says, because maybe Tfilah is Cholok from Kabbonis. The Gemara says, because Tfilah is Racham Yehu. So it's Bakosh as Racham. And Kolem is the boy Matzle. You can be Mavakish Racham any time. Kill on that, there won't be enough of Yom and Batal Kabbonis. It's a Sofik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Halach is that Tov, Allah, his Palo Mincha, he could be Mashle by Mariv. Also, Ve'em Bozem Yishum of Yom and Batal Kabbonis. Zog the Magit Alumet of Nei Soscha, Mikan, Ktsas Raya, Lidivre Haraman Bipano. Was er steht on the Gemara, as an Ishtoka of a Yoim a bottle of Krabonoi. He doesn't say clearly what's right. He says, from this Gemara, this Ketas right. It would seem like he means to say, why Tak, like what you were saying, why Takin is there no of a Yoim a bottle of Krabonoi? Because he was a Shoigi. The Allah of Tashlum Matfil is only a Shoigi. The Oinus isn't by me. Because he was a Shoigi. That's why there's no of a Yoim a bottle of Krabonoi. So that's right in the Mami Pano. By the Kabbalah source, there's no Avi Yom HaKabbalah, because the Shoygu go honest. But it's a Pele, yeah, ich weiß, ich hab Schatten in the Magit Lum. In the Gemara steht in Furish nicht, also. In the Gemara steht in Furish, that the reason why there's no Avi Yom HaKabbalah by Tfilah, is because Tfilah is anders wie Korben. Korben would have Avi Yom HaKabbalah, but Tfilah is Rachni, who can aim the boy Matzli. So you see, it's a chilek, Tfilah and Korban. And forget, you see, in the Oifen that the Gemara says by Tfilah, you do have to Shlumen, it's Mudra by Korban, you don't have to Shlumen, even though it's Shoge Goonis. Forget, this Gemara state, Lechoyre, yeah, I'm saying Lechoyre, it's forget, by Korban, by Shoge Goonis, it's taken out to Shlumen. Weiss ich nicht, was zu sagen. Aber Kapanen, my boy, yeah, I saw in the Lashon of how the Vinay Sosa brings down the Mami Pam, Echidish, which I'd like to maybe share with the Oilem, I think. Chavun Maktim Zayin Adiyu, Kavan Sedan, in the Rashi 90 of Achs Parash. Rashi says this halacha, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoi. So Rashi, I read out the Lashon of Rashi before, Harei Shaloi Hikriv B'Shabbazu Someone wasn't makriv the korban musaf on this Shabbos. Shoimei ani v'tachakedom nahava min a yakriv shtayim l'shabbos haba. You can be makriv two the next Shabbos. Of them come the pasuk on a Shabbos b'Shabbat. No, only b'Shabbat toy and not b'Shabbos acheres. Now, if we medaktik and medak the lashon of Rashi, you see in Rashi even the havamin, even before the pasuk, even the havamin that you could have that if you miss the korban musaf of one Shabbos, you could be mashlim it. There was never a Havamina that you can be Mashalmet on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Rashi just says, Hare, if you missed one Shabbos, maybe you could be Mashalmet the next Shabbos. So you see, that's Pasha, to be Makriv, the Korban Musaf of a Shabbos on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's not Mishkap Shabbos, not Kaposka fill of them. It's Pasha. You can't be Makriv. Korban Musaf has to do with the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. Thus came a no Makriv Zan of Shabbos. Und nicht damit in der Woche. Now, if that's a Rashi, for Gemara Havamin, maybe next Shabbos you could be Mashalmet, because it's also Shabbos. And the pasuk of Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbat comes to say, no, only this Shabbos, and not the next Shabbos. Yeah, but the day's week, that's Pasha. Now, I'd like to read you out the Lashon of how the Bnei Sasra brings the Ramami Pamli. Shteta zoi, zok, zoi, zok. La'asid lovi b'mehra b'yomeinu, nitztareich, will have to, lahakriv kol ha'karbonos shachosarnu, kol yimei golusein. We'll have to be Mashalmet, all the Kronos, we miss all the days of the Golus. Dahayim. When it will come Rosh Chodesh Nissen after Mashiach comes, Nitztarich lahakriv kol korbonis ha-musafim shal kol Rosh Chodoshim shal Nissan shal kol yimei ha-golos. When it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissen, we have to be makriv all the korban Rosh Chodesh of Nissan.
Where are you reading from?
This is the Bnei Sascha quoting the Ramami Pan. I don't know if it's the Ramami Pan's Lashon, the Bnei Sascha's own Lashon, but the way he brings it down is when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissen, when Mashiach comes, we'll have to bring all the Kabbalahs of Muslim, all the Rosh Chodesh Nissans that, of all the hundreds of years that we've been gone. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then we're going to have to be marked with all the Rosh Chodesh Iyar's Kabbalahs. Now he goes back, he says, V'chein, this is interesting already. V'chein b'Shabbosis. L'moshel, b'higia Shabbos Pashas Nosoi, nitztarech lahakriv kol ha-Kabbalahs ha-Musafin shal kol yimei ha-Golus, shal Shabbosis ho-Eilu. When it comes to Shabbos Nosoi, we're going to have to bring all the Shabbos Nosos, Musavs from Tavshin and David and Nohen and what. And when it comes to Parshas Baal Yischa, all the Baal Yischa, Parshas Pinchas, all the Parshas Pinchas. But not to say that the first Shabbos, Zichar, not the first weekday that Mashiach is here and we can be Makriv Golos, but not even the first Shabbos that we're going to be Makriv in all the Shabbos that we miss, but only each Shabbos as we go along the year, the Korbanos of the Shabbos of that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh also. Yeah? Now I think it's Pashit. I think it's Poshit that he's come down to this kasha. Meaning like this. Meaning he learned. No, we were dark in Rashi al Torah. In the weekdays it's Poshit you're not going to bring. Such kashaych. What we're going to have in the next Shabbos here. Of them, only Shabbos is Shabbat. Only that Shabbos, not Shabbos Acher. So you could learn. The Chiddush, the Poshit is coming to tell you. There's no such thing. It's finished. You've missed the boat and you're ending. But maybe no. And this is what seemed like from the Bnei Sascha. There's a miyot. The weekdays, you know, you can't be mashlim. The next Shabbos, you can think you could be because it's Shabbos. Shait HaChiddush, no. That's Shabbos Acheres. That's Lashon of Rashi. It's Shabbos Acheres. It's a different Shabbos. Yeah, Parashas Nosa, Parashas Baal Yischa, two different Shabbos. So it's Mamad, Parashas Baal Yischa, Parashas Shla. But then you can't be mashlim, Parashas Nosa is Musaf. But when it comes Parashas Nosa again, that's not Shabbos Acheres. It's the same Shabbos. And that's what's moving to Bnei Sascha. When it comes again, the Parashas Nosa, in the parashas, it's a much bigger chiddush. But in the Rosh Chodesh, it's easier to understand. Yeah, we know in the siddur, what comes from the Bnei Sascha over there, the Shemus, the Tziruf of Malavai, each Rosh Chodesh has a different kedusha. So the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh are two different kedusha. But when it comes again, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so it's the same kedusha. But the Egel land, that's what looks like the Ramami Pani land. That the Veloy Shabbos Acheres is only a different Shabbos, but and they're different Rosh Chodesh, but the same Shabbos is the same Rosh Chodesh. It's not Nichol on Shabbos Acheres, and on that it's not Neim of the Mute Bechlan, and that's how we'll be able to be mashed when Mashiach comes, all the Kabbalahs that we missed in the Golos. That's how it hurts this cash. Now, Rabbi, I just want to finish quickly with a vart. Let me just finish quickly with a vart.
Why do we have to wait for Mashiach?
There's a Mesoira, which is brought down in the Balaturim in Parashas Vayishlach. There's two psukim in the Torah that every word of the pasuk finishes with the enderman. One pasuk is the pasuk in Parashat Yishlach, Izim, Mosayim, Usyashim Esrim Rechelim Mosayim Ve'elim Esrim. They all end with the end of Mem. There's another pasuk in this week's parashah, in the Musaf, and it's crowded in the Musaf of Avishan Rabbi. It says, Umindchosom V'niskeyim Laporim Lo'elim V'lakivosim B'misparom K'mishpotom. And there's a Masorah, Masorah comes from Chazal, it's a Masorah to connect these two psukim that they have a shaykhis to each other. And the Baruch Hu brings this Masorah in Pasma Yishla. Baruch Hu says, it's a pshat. I saw a Moridik Pshat, I saw it by Chiv Yosef from the Pope Reuven in America. He says a Moridik Pshat. It says in the Medrash in Parshat Vayishlach that the whole Doirin, the Izumasan, the whole Mincha that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esau, when Mashiach comes, Esau is going to have to return it. The Medrash brings a Loshna Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Malchei Tarshish V'iim Mincha Yoshivu. Yeah, the Malachim, when Mashiach comes, Mincha Yoshivu, and the Medrash says, Yoviyu Ein Ksiv Kan Elo Yoshivu. What they'll bring, but they'll return. What are they returning? They're returning a mincha. Yeah, they're returning the mincha, because the mincha that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav, all the animals that he sent, they can return them. Now, in the Parashas Drachim from the Mishnah Melech, he says, the Medrash not come to say that those 200 or 400 or 600 are going to be returned when Mashiach comes. The Medrash means much, much more than that. The Medrash means that all the children and children's children that these animals had all the way through the Doiris, yeah, the Rebbe is going to keep a cheshbin. And the Malchei Sarashish V'iyim Mincha Yoshiva are going to have to return those maybe millions of animals that are noiled from those hundreds that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esau. And the Vayechi Yosef, he says, he brings this to Rami Pamli, and he says, where are we going to get so many animals from? So he says, this is where we're going to get all these animals from. We're going to get a massive donation of animals, millions of animals, from the Malchei Sarashish V'iyim, which is going to be the return of the mincha that Yaakov Avinu gave to us. He says that's a kasha between these two psukim. Yeah, those are the musafim, the musafim of Musaf, Hamon of Kabonis. And if you make a cheshbon all the years, so it's a kasha. So where are we going to get them from? So shtetl the alamem and the mems, it's being a kasha to the Izam Mosam with the alamem and mems over there. These Kabonis are going to come from over there. So they wish to help them. As we'll zoich zayim bekarev. V'samcheinu b'sikun, and zoich zayim to bring the alamem Kabonis b'biyas, Mashiach, tzidkeinu, b'inim, b'samik, j'meir, y'meinu, amen.
Thanks.